Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and that means, yes, it's time for our Friday roundup. So today we're going to take just a few minutes to look back at our episodes this week and just remind us of some of the things we talked about. So let's begin back at Monday, which was the day after Easter Sunday. And we talked about how there are many people who, although there is all kinds of evidence out there, refuse to believe that Jesus actually did rise from the grave. We talked about some of the evidences that there were. But we also take a look at this very important scripture that Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting in verse 13. He said, "If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and our faith is useless. And we apostles would be all lying about God. For we have said that God raised Christ from the grave. But that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. And if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our faith is useless, and you are still guilty of your sins." Paul said it had to have happened. And we spent some time looking at some very specific evidence that Christ did rise from the grave, that he was alive, that he spent time walking on this earth talking to people, and over 500 people saw him after he had risen from the dead. Powerful, important message for us. Our song on Monday was sung by Russ Taft, and it was called "Were You There?" Were you there when they crucified my Lord? And were you there when he rose up from the grave? Tuesday's episode was called The Conflict, and it was a similar conflict that we talked about on Monday. This conflict was about the Bible itself, that what it says is real and true, because sometimes the Bible appears to be in conflict with science. And of course, in the world we live in today, science trumps the Bible every time. Except that, over and over again, the Bible has proven itself to be true, even when science had doubted it. We talked about some very specific things. The fact that the Bible taught that air has weight to it, and that there are mountains under the sea, and that life is in the blood. Well, the Bible had all of those answers before science ever found out, and eventually had to agree with them. Even though the great scientific minds of the past disagreed and said that what the Bible said couldn't be true, finally science came around, but all along God's word had been true. Colossians 1:16, "For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones and kingdoms and rulers and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him." You can't outsmart God. He knows it all. He created it all from the very beginning. Wednesday's episode was one of my favorites. It's a story about baseball, and the baseball season had just started within the last couple of weeks. And we talked about a game back in 2010 between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians, in which Detroit's pitcher, Armando Galarraga, had the opportunity of pitching the perfect game. The perfect game is almost unheard of. In 2010, it had only happened 23 times. And even today, after baseball's been around for over 150 years now, there is still only 24 perfect games ever recorded. Back in 2010, Galarraga had the opportunity to pitch a perfect game, and in the ninth inning, with two out, a batter hit the ball, and the umpire at first base called him safe, which ended the opportunity for the perfect game. The only problem was, the umpire was wrong. The man was out, which the umpire admitted after he watched a replay of it after the game. The umpire felt horrible because he had robbed Galarraga of this very insignificant event in his life, and he went and apologized to him. But you know what? Galarraga did something absolutely remarkable. He accepted the apology from the umpire and then sort of laughed it off and said, "Everybody makes mistakes, nothing to worry about." He didn't let it get to him. This event that kept him from being listed as one of baseball's greatest pitchers He never allowed himself to get angry at the umpire. In fact, the umpire and Galarraga became great friends. They often talked and laughed about the event later on. People asked Galarraga how he could do this, and the response was always, "It's no big deal. My life goes on. His life goes on. Everything is good. Everything is fine." In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, it says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you." It's through events like what was experienced in this ball game that the real character of people comes out. Are we loving, caring, and forgiving people, or do we get nasty and angry and want to protect what we think is our position as being the absolutely right one, and even wanting to get even when we find out we were right? No, that's not what God wants. He wants us to just live in harmony with one another and be strong and faithful in it. And that's what Galarraga and the umpire were able to do. Yesterday's episode was called Hidden Treasures. It was about a man who found a canvas bag in a cave by the beach, and inside that bag were balls of hardened clay. He examined them. They didn't seem to be worth much, but as he walked down the beach, he began to throw them in the ocean, and everything was fine until he dropped one. And when he dropped it, the ball broke open, revealing inside of it a very expensive and precious gemstone. He broke open all the other balls and found the gemstones in them as well. And with amazement, he looked at what he had in his hands, thousands of dollars worth of gemstones. And then it struck him, all the clay balls that he had thrown in the ocean, probably 50 or 60 of them, all of that extra thousands and thousands of dollars that he had thrown away because he didn't see what was inside the clay. Sometimes we are like that in our dealing with other people. We don't see the value that is within them. We see the exterior. Maybe it's not as pretty as we think it should be, or it's not as fashionable, or they act or look just a little bit different. And in doing so, we minimize or disqualify that other person and fail to build the relationship or the trust or to even find the treasure that is hidden deep inside. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7 says, "We ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure." This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. God has placed tremendous value in everyone around us, particularly those who are part of the family of Christ. And if we take the time to get to know people, to understand who they are, we can start to see the treasures that God has placed within them. And that will not only bless them, but it will bless us as well. That's our week, my friends. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. Spend time with your family. Spring is here. And that means it won't be long till summer is in full bore. And we will be really looking forward to our weekends then, that's for sure. Have a great one, my friends. Take care. Be blessed. And we will talk to you again on Monday. Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.